Welcome to the Spiritual Shock Podcast.
Hello, I am Lyric Lamour, and welcome to Spiritual Shock. All right, so I was gonna upload my sex party podcast, but I gotta do some transferring and all that good stuff, and I don't have the cable to transfer it, okay, from one thing to another device, so that will be uploaded soon, but I wanted to post something anyway. So I'm gonna be talking about the internal journey is the journey, because we always looking at the external. Okay, we're looking at the money, the cars, the houses, the relationships, and all that good stuff. And the real journey is always and will always be truly internal. Okay, the internal journey is what matters. That's where you find your power. That's where I found my power for real. That's when I learned that the process of thinking and knowing and acceptance is all a process. And even once you get it and got it, there is a process to make sure that it becomes part of your norm, part of your spirit, part of your thinking. Okay, so the internal journey is the journey. A lot of people always, you know, when you talk to people in relationships, and I have talked to a lot of females because I have feminine energy, you know what I mean? And I used to be around a lot of girls and all that stuff, and I always hear like I'm attracting the same person. And even when I hung around dudes, they'd be like, why do I always attract this certain girl and all that stuff? And I'd be like, you know, you really have to look inside you. Now, I'm not saying, let me put this out here. I'm not saying that I'm perfect or anything. What I'm saying is, in my mind, since I've been on this spiritual journey and the truth keeps opening up to me, that I'm learning every day that it's internal. And now I'm going to the journey of acceptance and to realize that it's never outside of me, and that the way I move is powerful. The way you move is powerful too. It's just that, are you acknowledging it? And do you think you're powerful because of your mother, your dad, because of your boyfriend, girlfriend, wife, and husband? Do you think you're powerful because of your family and friends? Do you think you are you because of other people? The internal journey makes the external journey the journey. And a lot of the times, we don't like to sit in our bodies. Like, even though my mind has flipped this week, there are still moments where I get outside of my body. And because I'm highly aware of it, because of my newfound truth and my newfound acceptance of my power and the way I make people move, the way I make people emotional, the way I make people do what they do, and not allowing their energy to become part of my energy, because my energy is my energy. And that is the truth. For everybody, okay? I saw I'm one of the most powerful people on this planet because of my connection with Source, life, energy itself, the thing that all human beings and all human life thrives off of, the energy and source of all the things that you see with your naked eye and the things that you can't see with your naked eye, those truths that show up subconsciously. And you wonder how you got that feeling and that inkling, and how that feeling actually was the right feeling, even though you didn't trust that feeling. Being able to see a person without even knowing a person, to know my neighbors without even needing to speak to them, to know somebody who walks down the street and know their life without needing to speak to them. And then you may ask, well, how do you know it's real? By the people that life brings into my life to let me see and speak to them. By all the past experiences where I got called a witch, psychic, okay? sometimes they say I'm a prophet, okay, when I was growing up. And sometimes people be like, you know, maybe that's not of God because I don't talk the way the Bible and religion talks. Okay. The internal journey is the journey because of what everybody always say in the spiritual realm and in the motivational realm, that what you think you become and what you speak you'll become. A lot of things they leave out in the motivational and spiritual teaching realm is the momentum of things and the breaking down of one momentum and the gaining of another momentum to have the momentum of the experience that you want now, because it changed. 1 minute ago, you had one thinking, something happened, and it changed your thinking in a matter of a second, and your mind totally flips. And what they don't tell you is the momentum that you already have built up on your old thinking and the new thinking. And that's why acceptance is also a journey. Okay. Everything is internal. They say this all the time because it's true. That's where your true power lies, inside of you. That's where your manifestation lies. That's where your dreams and goals lies. That's where you destroyed your dreams and goals. That's where love relies. It relies right there. Everything. It's in you. And then you in life either accept it, nurture it, or say it's not needed and destroy it. And sometimes we destroy the best things in our lives, because I'm going to be really honest with you. A lot of the times the best thing in our lives and that we need in our lives, we consider it weak. We consider it to be sad and depressing. And we said that it hurt more than it felt good. The spiritual journey, the healing journey, the journey to be who you really are, to love who you are, flaws and all, is a hurtful one, a painful one. Sometimes it can even be excruciating. But there is no joy that you will ever feel. And I don't care who you meet. I don't even give a damn if you meet the love of your freaking life, your soulmate, as many people call it. I don't call it a soulmate. Okay. You can meet the best woman and man ever, and it would never beat the high of that internal journey of being not only the God that you are, but the human that you are. There is no joy that anybody can give you that you have not given to yourself. And I said this on my TikTok, and I said it really short and sweet, but I also said it on my, I said this in my TikTok in my own little ways and my little Instagram posts and stuff like that. I say this all the time, to be really honest. It's just that now that I feel the power and the energy of me, it feels brand new, even though it's old, old as time. The internal journey is the journey. And I said this on my TikTok, and I say it here. The saying that got me now because of the newness, the expansion of life and the truth that came with to me. Trey Melvin on the Tired Ass Podcast said, potential ain't nothing. I was like, I know, I realized that. Seeing the potential in other people ain't nothing. It isn't anything. And the potential you see in people is the potential you actually have in you. And that is you. And that you should be seeing in yourself. And in that moment, I was like, I know that's my realization that I just realized I'm the one that's full of love. I'm the one that's teaching. I am the one that moves within their body without any fear or denial. I'm the one that connects with spirit and source. I'm the one that kept that childhood energy that most people let go of. I'm the one that kept the connection that kids and babies have, but when you grow up, you let it go. And you search your whole life for that very connection that I always kept safe inside me, despite my hurt, despite my depression, despite my stress, despite people mistreating me and ripping my heart apart. And then I had to realize I'm the one who allowed it. I'm the one that let it get to me. I am the one who said that those people who spoke death upon me was speaking the truth when life was the thing that I spoke. I'm the one who decided to listen to those lies that I am unworthy, that my skin tone is too dark, that my look is not good enough, that my voice is not good enough, that I am not good enough. When all the worthiness inside me was thriving, was lit up. But it's like, look at what the world is. Look how people behave. Look how people move. Look how outcast you are because you don't move like them. Look how they try to attack you because you don't move, think, or be like them. I'm the one who decided that I needed to let go of my gifts and my talents, okay? Because I'm the one who listened to that person, or the people, or the world, who does everything in its power to destroy your light, it feels like. And I had to realize that it's okay that journey went that way. Because you had the light. You lost the light. Well, you never really lose it. It just dims out. You dim it. And then when you get it back, you respect it. Because you know what it feels like not to have it. And you know the journey. Okay, the long, tedious journey to even get it back just the slightest bit. That goes for anybody. You lost love. Okay, you're like, I'm love. Oh my God, I'm loving. This is wonderful. Then you lose it. You become bitter, angry. You become depressed and stressed. But if you learn to open yourself up despite all of that, and you find love again, you treat it better because now you went through the journey of having it, and without it, it's like, okay, I thought I was good without it, but I'm not really good without it. Then you want it back. Then when it shows up, you respect it. And even love is an eternal thing. Yeah, you have a girlfriend. Yeah, you have a boyfriend. Yeah, you have a wifey. Yeah, you got a husband. Yes, you got family. Yes, you got friends. Yes, you got all these things. But if you don't know how to love, it's going to show up the way you have it inside of you. It's going to show up the way you have it inside of you. So if you're looking around like I have done before, like, why am I friends? Why am I giving so much and receive nothing? Sometimes you got to think, maybe it's because I am allowing people who do not know how to love and listen and grow. Okay. To be in my life. I chose that because I didn't want to be alone. I wanted to fit in. Oh, I needed somebody to fill this empty space in this empty heart of mine. Although I do love that Escape song, which is actually a remake. Okay. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, it's all you, baby. Okay. I said it many times before, but I'm saying it again, more aware of it, in the acceptance phase of it, in the power of it, in the highness of it, in the brilliance of it, in the shaping my mind and going back and forth with it, and allowing life to show me, look how you've been thinking. And look at this new truth that you have found. And look at this new perspective. Let's break down these barriers. Let's break down these walls. And really get this going. I give you my truth in a light version, hoping that you can find yours. It is your job to save yourself. And I say this with a little bit more optimism that you will find yourself than to just think you're just some lame listening to me and it's going and it's going in one ear and out the other. My voice is powerful because I said so. My life is powerful because I am aware of it and I accept it. No enemy will prevail. Nobody wanting to tear me down will prevail because I say I will not tear myself down. I am one of the most powerful people walking this planet because I know I am. And there is power in your internal journey. And you can have all the love in the world, but if you don't really know what love is, if you ain't healed your trauma and your pain, you feel it, you experience it for a moment, and it's gone. And you find yourself scattering around like roaches to find it again. You find yourself in bitterness and depression to find the very thing that is within. It's not your girlfriend. It's not your boyfriend. It's nobody. It is you. And if you got family and friends around you that you don't like, it's time to look inside and find out what you don't like about you. My life is my life. My job is my job. I take breaks and I leave it without a fear in the world. And guess what? When I turn around, the job is still there. Because I decided you will not break me. Right? I choose to ignore the ignorance of my neighbors. I choose to let go of a friend because I said, this is too many red flags. They're a great, wonderful person, but we are not vibrationally aligned. I chose to explore my sexual freedom. And even in those spaces, still teaching, being me, free. And changing people's lives just by being free. Just by being authentically me. And just by giving it to the people that would accept it. And respect me. My boundaries, my space, my voice, my life, my personal information. Cherish me as I cherish them, even if it was just moments. There were people I talked to for an hour in an environment, thriving, being myself, because they accepted me. So I was willing to give, because my power is, if you cannot accept me and all of me and my truths that I'm giving to you, and if you cannot see that I'm always benefiting your life when speaking, even when it sounds harsh as hell, because it's not really harsh. It's just that you're scared of the truth. I'm not scared of it. So I need people who ain't scared of it. And when you ain't scared, you see something that other people don't get to see in me, because you're respecting me, because I respect myself. I don't got time being friends with people who always take, because I give. I'm there. And that's the reflection I want to see. And I learned that from internally. Everything that I learned is from the source within, not without. I don't have nobody to call but myself. And in that, I found out that the internal journey is the journey. And the reason why a lot of people ain't where they want to be, I feel free even in the circumstances they in. I can find joy every day like I find joy, because they're too busy looking outside. They're too busy involved in their relationships, in their friendships, in their bosses and everything. Sometimes life puts you by yourself so that you can learn how to be with yourself and get that internal journey. Well, you've been asking for your power. You've been asking for your love. You've been asking for a better life, and life puts you by yourself so that you can have a better life. And the first thing you do is cry for somebody to come fill that empty space. And then you wonder why you're still in the same place you were before. You by yourself for a reason. That's where your power lies. That's where everything you want lies. That's where your joy lies, and lies right in the midst of your storm. I don't have a brand new car. I don't have all the money. I don't have likes and fame and follows. But I tell you what I do have today: power, joy, love, peace, understanding, forgiveness, situation showing me where I need to change my thinking, all by itself with me just being, without the hard work. That's the power of me, and that's really the power of you. But you decide to fill your empty space with somebody when that time they left you for a reason. You're by yourself for a reason. You're not in a relationship for a reason. You don't have friends for a reason. They went their way for a reason. When you was trying to hold on, and you should have let go, but you didn't let go, but they let you go. It was for a reason, so that you can go on that internal journey and get what the hell you've been praying for all this time, to whatever God you believe in, what you've been wanting all this time, but you were too scared to do the work. You were too scared of that internal journey, because it feels hard and frustrating, and it feels sad. And then you wonder why you ignore it. And the next thing you attract in your life is sadness. The next thing you attract in your life is doubt. It's an internal journey. You screaming and hollering for real love and real joy, for abundance, and you can't even find it within yourself, and expect it to be outside of your reality. You expect it to show up for you when you ain't even going on the internal journey, when life itself puts you by yourself. I understand. I used to feel bad. Why my friends? Oh, why I'm by myself? Oh, da, 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 da. Oh, I used to do it too. Then I had to realize life got me by myself for all this time for a reason. How can I be as powerful today if I didn't go on my internal journey? I don't care if you like me. I don't care if you love me or hate me. I don't give a damn if you don't see my light or not. One thing I can tell you and tell you for sure without a freaking doubt in my mind, it's all internal. And a lot of people in life, I see that life put them by themselves, and the first thing they do is get that friend that really ain't gave a damn. Get that boyfriend because they don't want to be alone. Hello. Get their girlfriend because they don't want to be alone. Okay. And then wonder why they're in a cycle that can't be broken because you're not trying to break it. Except that. A lot of y'all in relationships right now that you know you shouldn't be in, but you in them. And you wondering why shit ain't changing. Because you ain't changing. That's why they tell you happiness is found within and not outside of yourself. That's why they tell you love is found within. How the hell you gonna love somebody else when you don't love yourself? Because it ends and begins with you. I'm just trying to tell you why I'm unlocking locks, busting open doors and open up windows for my freedom. I hope that you find your freedom too. I hope that you are man enough or woman enough to go through the pain and be by yourself. Okay. When life puts you by yourself, instead of picking up the phone to call and text somebody, you sit with yourself. Instead of calling that cutty buddy all the time, sometimes you need to sit with yourself, because the very journey you need to be on to change your life is the very journey that you're ignoring. The internal journey is the journey. I'm Lyric Lamore. I'm done. Okay. As I end most of my podcast, when people are in their deathbeds, they ain't talking about the things they did try. They're complaining about the things they didn't try. Because even if they tried and failed, they felt good. Because at least they tried. Most of you, all you do is talk and you ain't even trying. Didn't want to get mad because somebody else is moving and shaking and a little bit more happier than you. A little bit more satisfied than you. Get your ass up and try like they trying. Trying matters. I'm Lyric Lamore with Spiritual Shock. Hate it or love it. I don't give a damn. You can follow it, like it. I don't care no more. Do what you do, baby, because I'm powerful with or without you. Anyway, bye. Love ya.